Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Left side, gets it to Mobley. One dribble, stops in the paint, nowhere to go. Bounce pass into Tyson, now to Hunter. Hunter for five, missed it. A funny shot popped out. Post gets a rebound to Kuminga. Kuminga stops at the hash mark. Swings it to Post. Bounce pass Spencer. Bounce pass Payton. Up and under. Reverse layup. Beautiful basketball that time. And Golden State leads 92-79. And Gary Payton II has put out the headset. And Gary, how about that? What a win, man. What
Pat Spencer. Pat Spencer.
Yes. He's a Spencer for hire, that's
Pat
for sure.
Spencer.
You have a lot of confidence in your game, but that kid's fearless. He's fearless.
Come on, he plays lacrosse for a living.
Yeah, people are coming at him with sticks and trying to hit him. Yes.
Yeah. He's been through a little contact, so I'm sure this is nothing to him.
How did you guys find this formula on how to play with this undermanned group? And it started really in the third quarter in Philadelphia.
You just got to play with energy and effort. Play the right way. Make plays for each other, put each other in good positions to make plays, and we're finally understanding it and getting it without our big three and our guys. So, when we do it as a unit, we can be in any game.
When you're guarding a guy like Donovan Mitchell and you did that tonight, you know he's going to score. He scores on just about everybody. What do you try to do to make him work hard?
Just try to take away his easy looks. Make him work for his looks and his shots. Try to get him to multiple counters, and most importantly, just try to get the ball out of his hands.
And you've been around this league a while now. You're in your 10th season. I wanted to ask you about another one of the young players because, again, he had a night where he was tied up guarding Evan Mobley most of the night, and that was – well, let's talk about both Quentin Post and Trayce Jackson-Davis. What did you see from them tonight?
They've been great, staying ready, being ready. When our big guys are out, it's going to be heavy minutes for them, and it's a lot of learning very quickly. But on the bench, you got Al Horford, you got Jimmy, you got DG. So it's a lot of knowledge coming at him fast, but he's finding ways to apply it very quickly, and he's shooting the hell out of the ball. So he's making great plays on both ends.
How can this effort, both in Philly and tonight, how can this help the Warriors later on down the season?
Oh, this is great. This is build confidence just to know that. Without our certain guys, we can still be confident and still have confidence to come out here, play the right way and play together and play for one another, and get it done. So, down the stretch, this might be huge for us.
I think it is. I think you guys and the coaching staff are finding out there's a lot of ways this team could go, and you're a big part of that, my friend. I always appreciate your time, and congratulations on a great night and a great win.
Pat Spencer.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, GP. GP2 joining us. 99-94 was your final score. Warriors get the win. What a win. We're back at Cleveland here at Rocket Arena in the DoorDash broadcast booth. Warriors with a win. 99-94. Just an unbelievable victory for Golden State with undermanned Warriors coming away with a win. Kind of a trap game for the Cavaliers playing last night. They had 80 points in the paint against San Antonio and one against a good Spurs team, but even though they didn't have Wembanyama, so the Warriors took advantage. And what do you say about Pat Spencer? One of the things announcing in this league for a long time, everybody in this league can play. Everybody can do something. And you can't look past games because of the fact that all these guys are here for a reason. And tonight the Warriors showed that with a very good effort. Cavaliers were banged up as well. They had a lot of rotation players out, maybe not to the extent of Butler, Curry, and Draymond, but they still had some of their guys missing. But certainly the Warriors did a really scrappy job. They fought every possession for the most part. Not many easy looks for the Cavaliers, who shot 34%, 23.8 from the three-point line. That's a season low. So many things to talk about. What about Pat Spencer, though? That kid just has no fear. He's tough as nails. 19 points on a very efficient 7 of 12 shooting. 4 rebounds, 7 assists, and he had one turnover. One turnover in almost 30 minutes of play. 13 for Buddy Hield, 12 points, 9 rebounds for Quinton Post. He was 5 of 14 from the field. He had three block shots. He did, you know, pretty good job on Evan Mobley. Again, you're playing against guys that are all league players. Donovan Mitchell, first team. Mobley, second team. And the Warriors, even though those guys ended up scoring 47 points between them, you know, 19 of 45 shooting, they did not get, you know, too many easy ones. Mobley had a couple of easy dunks tonight because of penetration from Donovan Mitchell, lobs from Darius Garland. But, you know, when he was going one-on-one with Post, he did not get a lot of easy looks. Didn't make a three tonight. He did have 10 boards. Mitchell's is Donovan Mitchell. You knew he was going to assert himself at some point in this game. But the one impressive thing that jumps off the stat sheet to me about what the Warriors did tonight with Mitchell is he was 0-for-0 from the free throw line. Didn't take a free throw. So the Warriors weren't fouling him. They weren't, you know, buying a pump fake. They made him work a little bit. And Mitchell almost single-handedly in that fourth quarter willed the Cavaliers to a win. Good news for Cleveland. Darius Garland starting to look like his old self again. And when you get Garland and Mitchell going, you get Jared Allen back, that's going to be a team to watch. And let's also look ahead. The Cavaliers come to Chase Center April 2nd, and both of these franchises are hoping to be playing at a very high level then, heading into a postseason. So, you know, maybe that game could be one to circle on the calendar, one you don't want to miss when the Warriors take on the Cavaliers in April, because both of these teams could be playing at a high level then if they are healthy, and we all know that this year in the NBA, health is not a given. Warriors were outscored in the paint 48-38. They were outscored in second chance points 23-14. But they were, again, they just shot the ball okay, 38%, not great, but 37 beyond the arc, 13 of 35, and they were 20 of 23 from the foul line, as opposed to 10 of 12 from the 10 of 12 for the Cavaliers. Now, coming up later on, we're going to talk about the postgame with Steve Kerr. That's on our post-postgame show when 95.7 The Game takes over the postgame. He's addressing the media now. They'll bring back his comments in just a few, and you know he's going to be really impressed with that. Warriors now 5-7 in clutch games, and both the games here on this road trip have been clutch games. Looking ahead to the back end of this back, Warriors will play in Chicago tomorrow, 3:30 the airtime, 4 o'clock the tip, and then they get some time to rest and heal. They won't play again because of this cup schedule. They won't play until Friday at home at Chase Center against Minnesota, and then Sunday they play in Portland. So when you consider the cup schedule, the Warriors travel-wise got it about as good as you could get because they play against Minnesota at home, and then you've got a one-hour and change flight to Portland. Not like last year when they had to fly 3 hours to Houston to play to get into the cup and then just fly home. Those are the tough ones in the Western Conference when that happens.